Texte numéro 23. Can we fix it? A vacuum cleaner, a hair straightener, a laptop, Christmas lights, an e-reader, a blender, a kettle, two bags, a pair of jeans, a remote control helicopter, a dining room chair, a lamp and hair clippers. All broken. It sounds like a pile of things that you'd stick in boxes and take to the tip. In fact, it's a list of things mended in a single afternoon by British volunteers determined to get people to stop throwing stuff away. This is the Reading Repair Cafe, part of a burgeoning international network aimed at confronting a world of stuff, of white goods littering dumps in West Africa and trash swilling through the oceans. The hair clippers belong to William, who cheerfully describes himself as mechanically incompetent. He has owned them for 25 years, but 10 years ago they stopped working and they've been sitting unused in his cupboard ever since. He sits down at the table of Colin Haycock, an IT professional who volunteers at the Repair Cafe, which has been running monthly for about 4 years and is a place where people can bring all manner of household items to be fixed for free. In less than 5 minutes, Haycock has unscrewed and removed the blades, cleaned out some gunk from inside the machine, oiled the blades, and screwed it all back together. The clippers purr happily. Today, the repairers will divert 24 kilos of waste from going to landfill and save 284 kilos of CO2. Gabrielle Stanley says she was drawn to volunteering at the Repair Cafe to combat the throwaway culture she sees. You go into certain stores. How can they sell clothes for that price when I couldn't even buy the fabric for that much? And then you hear about things that happen in the factories in the Far East. An estimated 300,000 tons of clothing was sent to landfill in the UK in 2016, and a report from the charity RAP puts the average lifespan for a piece of clothing in the UK at 3.3 years. Globally, the amount of e-waste generated is expected to hit 50 million tonnes by the end of 2018. This is partly driven by consumers' eagerness for new products, but there are also concerns about built-in obsolescence, in which manufacturers design products to break down after a certain amount of time, and are often difficult or expensive to fix. Repair Cafe volunteer Stuart Ward says that when fixing items is actively discouraged by manufacturers, repair becomes a political act. He is vehement about the right to repair, a movement opposed to the practices of companies like the machinery company John Deere, which, under copyright laws, doesn't allow people to fix their own equipment or take them to independent repairers. Adapted from The Guardian, March 2018.